Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is. A global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love. And we got a show today that's prefaced on the website on Cosmic Love, if you've been reading that, or this information will be up on the archived show material that you can look at it. I'm going to be talking today about a subject that's intrigued me for many years, and specifically it's the Seven Hats for Conscious Revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, which is evolution. I'll be going into the language of light, the language of consciousness, and thought forms or hats, you might say, that you can put on to tune into these frequencies. As you all know, the veil is thinning at an accelerated rate through 2012, and that veil that separates each soul from all of the souls is getting thinner, you might say. Greg Braden refers to it as zero point, the nonlinear spherical consciousness that is, let's say, spiritual, or the spirit that matters. But as the veil thins at an accelerated rate, as is happening through 2012, which you can read about on the links on 2012 Unveiled on the website. More light from heavenly octaves, you might say, are become the judgment on all that's less than light. So it really helps to understand the language of light, the seven hats for conscious revolution. So those who are following me from the material that I've got introducing this show, the Seven Hats for Conscious Revolution provide color-coded coordinates for understanding the language of light that corresponds to the processes of consciousness. And a simple frame of reference before I go into this in detail is, you might say, the light of etheric realms hits the prism of human consciousness and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. So this full spectrum of consciousness, usually we're on one band or a combination of bands at a time. This understanding of full spectrum consciousness and this light of consciousness is like understanding a scale at any one moment of consciousness, a scale from the bright end of the spectrum, you might say, the full spectrum light at the top to the bottom end of the spectrum, the absence of light. And you know how it is at any one moment. You can be, so to speak, bright or a dimwit, so to speak. I mean, that's just the way it is for the human condition in this dense octave of incarnation. So understanding the scale and understanding how the brain is like a holographic field of energy that refracts light of consciousness, you might say, of cosmic consciousness, of, you know, the white light of higher consciousness into human consciousness, we step it down like a step-down generator. At any one moment, we can be on any one band of the spectrum. We can be in a full-spectrum consciousness when we're, so to speak, enlightened. And we can be on that scale, as above, so below, anywhere in between, from the higher, brighter light of sometimes referred to in the crown chakra as enlightened consciousness, or in the lower depths of brain consciousness, the reptilian brain, the R-complex, they refer to it. We can be in a more unconscious reactive mode to what's happening, instead of a more proactive mode in the higher mind, when you're more conscious of how you're conscious, so to speak. So with that as a preface, let me give a little orientation to the scale and practical understanding of it, this dimensional relationship as above, so below, and the full spectrum in between. We've all heard the expression, the person that's got his head in the clouds may not have necessarily his feet on the ground. And the person that's got his feet on the ground, you know, the cloud buster, so to speak, or the farmer that always has his feet on the ground may not get the best ideas, but he follows through with them. He's more practical. And that's kind of a very simplistic way to orient the idea of a relationship from as above, so below. The idea of balance, in the middle of the color spectrum, there's enough light to you know, there's sufficient light to basically get good ideas and follow through with them. The more you get off balance, the one dimension or the other, again, you may get the good ideas, but they're flighting ideas, so to speak, and they're not well anchored, or vice versa. On the lower end of this, that brightness scale, as I said, you may not get many ideas, but you're down to earth with them. You follow through with them. Well, in the middle of the scale, let's just say that you balance perception as you're listening to this, and you're attuned to this concept of how there is a full spectrum of consciousness that you can be on at any one moment, let's say right now. And there's a relationship of the two ends of the color spectrum also, just like there's a relationship to the two ends of the brightness scale. As you become more emotional, you tend to become less reasonable. There's the red and the infrared on one end of the spectrum, and there's the blue on the other end of the spectrum. It's kind of like fire and water. As you become fiery emotional, really emotional, you tend to become less reasonable, and vice versa. The example would be the mad scientist who gets great, has great ideas and is very intellectual, but he has no feeling for humanity. But the balance in the middle of the color spectrum, follows natural law. The angstrom units in the middle of the color spectrum is there's yellow and green. They're the brightest of all colors, perceptually, is yellow. And the healing ray is green in the middle of the color spectrum. So there's clearly a natural law corresponding to the language of light that reflects the languaging of consciousness. And the concepts that we often use, a person with his head on the ground, or feet on the ground, or head in the clouds, the relationship of intellect and emotion, thinking and feeling, how there's the balance is needed there also. These are terms that, we'll refer to as common sense. That there's a more depth to this understanding that you can relate to the entire photomechanical process as it relates to the processes of consciousness. Expressions like get the picture and seeing the picture, and again, this refers to more the left brain, whereas hearing someone and hearing what someone's really saying refers more to the right brain, because left brain linear and visual processes reside more in the left brain, and audio processes and the feeling and attunement refer, attunement to frequencies refers more to the right brain, right hemisphere of the brain. So there's a relationship always between these processes that actually correspond to the biological model, what's going on in the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So this is kind of a background to the article I've provided on this introduction to this talk, and you can read about it and get more of an orientation to it. And I'm going to go into that more in depth now with these seven hats for conscious evolution. Revolution, again, emphasizing the concept of conscious evolution. So the orientation I've given so far is a little bit of a general overview. The different frequencies of light I'm referring to actually resonate with these different frequencies of intelligence that we have corresponding to different processes of consciousness. And the more aware you are regarding how you are conscious or which hat you are wearing on the color spectrum, the more light or conscience you bring to your world. And I referenced to the need for that, a timely message for a new world that is waiting to be born, the timely message this morning was a massive earthquake that struck Chile, an 8.8 on the new United States Geological Survey measurement scale. That was actually a 9.8 earthquake on the old Richter scale. This was explained on CNN this morning about 10 a.m. local time. CNN actually admitted there was a new scale measurement that is different from the old Richter scale. And also this morning, there was another 6.9, or actually a 7.9, considering the new Richter scale measurements they're using. There was a 7.9 aftershock was recorded. And yesterday, there was a 7.0, or actually an 8.0, near Japan. And there have been over 8 earthquakes measuring 6.0, which is actually 7.0 or higher, in the past 20 hours. As we speak, tsunamis are sweeping this Pacific, and the death toll is rising, or as I speak, anyway. So, like the jobless economic recovery that we hear about in the news, this spin with the new United States Geological Survey measurement scale is telling us things aren't that bad. The point I'm making is global reboot is changing, is coming one way or the other, and that reality won't budge. And happy talk is thin veneer for massive denial regarding what's really coming. So I referenced more of what's coming and some of the links on the articles I've provided, especially the one there at the top of the page. And so here's the mainstreaming this message of the Aquarian Age avatar. And by that I mean try on the seven hats at the link to the article I provided and see which hat fits best. Better than going to the dark side of denial, despair, fear, or anger, consider the light side language for enlightened coordination, collaboration, and conscientious common sense among light workers, light weavers, light bearers, who are the way showers for the Aquarian Age dispensation. So I'm going to go into more of these seven hats now. A little bit of an orientation to the concepts. I'm going to refer more now to the little preface here to the left and right brain dynamics that are involved. It may be difficult for left brain dominant logic to get some of what I'm going to refer to, which is the right brain's gift for discerning holism. Likewise, it may be difficult for right brain dominant individuals to get their mind around the linear frames of reference to this concept of the law of love, geometrically ordered divinity, the frames of reference for the processes of consciousness in general. So you have this linear logical thing going on in the left brain, and the nonlinear spherical or otherwise spiritual intuitive processes going on in the right brain. And this concept of balance is really the essence of the story. So I'm going to orient these concepts of the seven hats from this understanding of what's going on in the hemispheres of the brain and the spectrum of processes that goes from the left to the right. And I've already referred to the as above, so below. But altogether, these processes form a interface of energies. I sometimes refer to it as geometrically ordered divinity, or the geometry of divinity. In a drink of water there. But what I'm referring to largely is basically a holographic field within the brain of energy fields. And there's different energies going on, the right dynamic energies, the round magnetic energies, the radiant energies, that operate on all levels from the atomic to the galactic. These are all fields within energy fields, are these combinations of the right dynamic, the round magnetic, and the radiant energy fields. It's the principles I've referred to as the linear logical right dynamic, the round spherical magnetic principles, and the V principle, the synthesis of the two, the Trinity principle, that is the synthesis or synergy of the first two principles, energies. And this, again, is operant on all levels of quantum reality, all levels of the quantum energy universe, from the level of the atomic to the level of the galactic. And the article that I've got as a preface to this article goes into that more. It goes into fractal geometry, the laws of fractals, the science of fractal energies, the fractal nature, the fractal universe, and how these fractals basically are the natural law, the cosmic laws regarding the geometry of divinity or geometrically ordered divinity. Now, this is, I'm sure, new to some people listening, and some people don't like to go to the science aspect of all this stuff. They're not interested in that. Some people are just, I'm sure, just listening to my voice and the feeling in my voice, and hearing that more than any other word. You know, that's just the way it is. There's a full spectrum of people listening, and I've tried to basically break it down with an understanding on the website and the preface article to give the background of this consciousness of the processes of consciousness, and specifically the different rays or frequencies of consciousness represented by the seven hats. So there's a lot more information on the website and links provided. You can go into that as you're able or willing. But this concept of the seven hats for conscious evolution is really referencing a process for culturing full-spectrum conscience, both individually and collectively. And I go into different dimensions of this individually and collectively. So understanding these dimensional coordinates for the natural order of the universe begins with the pure intention that focuses attention on those frames of reference for raising consciousness with the conscience. The path of evolutionary ascension is conscience-centric. It's not really rocket science. Light of conscience or intelligence flowing through any system acts to organize that system. So bringing order to chaos in one's life at any one moment or as a whole really involves becoming more conscious of the processes of consciousness, just becoming more conscious as a general rule. And I'm going to reference these seven hats back to the color spectrum. And this understanding of the color spectrum and the seven hats for full-spectrum conscience is, again, a concept that most people have a habit of wearing only one hat at a time. They don't, you know, so the concept of which hat you're most comfortable with, which hat fits best, so to speak. You can, as I go through this, these seven hats, you can kind of tune into which hat you're most comfortable with. You can relate to which hat other people are wearing most of the time. It's really a way of doing self-assessment or self-profiling. And again, it's based on these natural laws. And even as I was talking about the color spectrum, one end or the other, you know, some people that are really emotional, too emotional or unbalanced, and not so reasonable, and vice versa, people that are cool, calm, and collected intellectually, but they haven't got much emotion. And then you have, and this is kind of the analogy, you know, there's archetypes of this concept, like the Star Trek series, where you've got Spock, who's the intellectual without any feeling, and on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Scotty, who's very emotional and not very intellectual, so to speak. And then you've got Captain, who's right in the middle, and he works with both of them and is in that command and control center, you might say. So you can see this as I go into this, the seven hats, the seven rays. There's a language of light and balance. There's a language of balance within each of these seven rays. And it's referring to, you might say, the light qualities instead of the dark qualities. There's perversions of the seven rays, of the seven hats. I'm not going into those. You can go into that yourself. There's a dark side to the light side. It's just the order of the universe. And the language of consciousness can be appreciated from the perspective of its absence. There's, you know, you can say the world is suffering right now because there's a lack of conscience or a lack of light. That's kind of common sense. And so the solution comes back to how do you involve and evolve the language of consciousness to culture conscience individually and collectively. And again, one of the best ways to do that is to bring the languaging process to the front, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So I'm going to go back to this concept of the different people wearing different hats. And I think you'd agree that the more hats represented in dialogue on an issue, whether the full spectrum of seven hats in the perceptual spectrum or corresponding hats, the seven hats worn by the seven great world religions. And I studied this over the years. I've seen the charts on the seven great world religions and how they represent the seven rays or the seven hats. But I think you can see how the more of this representation of the full spectrum, the results in dialogue and communications in conscience will more likely shine as the white light of conscience. And this is, in a sense, what's going on with the evolution, the conscious evolution of humanity. It's what's going on with the natural progression of the computer internet revolution. Excuse me. It's the evolution of this new mass media, the internet. With the internet, what's going on with full spectrum consciousness, the collective consciousness of humanity, and as the veil thins on the 2012 timeline, it's going beyond technology. It's this, the process that's going on between our ears, what's going on with the energies of consciousness in our DNA is shifting as a function of resonant energies in our solar system. What's going on as Earth enters the photon belt and crosses the galactic plane through 2012, the alignment of energies, and how it's affecting collective consciousness. And what Greg Braden's talking about when he's talking about reaching zero point, you know, with this thinning of the veil, what's going on with reaching critical mass in a collective higher consciousness. Let's just say, call it conscience. I feel a lot of religionists will refer to the second coming. And what is second coming in terms of the coming of a higher Christ? But what is second coming but a coming of a higher Christ-like conscience in the collective conscience? So, truly, I mean, you can understand from this perspective of how the quantum field of consciousness is changing and how the veil is thinning. It's coming to this point where, call it critical mass or whatever, that everyone starts popping into, you know, gifts of the Holy Spirit and a consciousness of how we are all one, how we're all connected. Basically, this is the whole trend line of the momentum of human evolution is coming to a point that if it truly does go mainstream with the collective conscience, then it would truly be the end of the world as we've known it. Not that it's the end of the world, which is all the 2012 doomsday stuff, but the end of the world as we've known it. So I've been going around this enough. I'm going to go into the seven hats now, the seven hats to wear for full spectrum consciousness. You might say this is the ideal dream team of conscious components for oneself, whether each day, or they correspond to the rays of the 7 days, or they could be utilized for a seven-hat team as a mastermind alliance, or as what I refer to as a language of consciousness as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications in our social networks. The social networking phenomena with Facebook, Twitter, other social, LinkedIn, it's massive right now. And imagine what this interface for the language of consciousness, the seven rays, the seven hats, you know, the spectrum of consciousness, how that languaging could be provide an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, and how that would involve and evolve the language of consciousness for a revolution in higher consciousness. This is what I refer to as the seven hats for conscious revolution, conscious evolution. So the first hat, corresponding to Sunday, the law of the one. And this first hat, the energy, the frequency, you might say, of this first hat, is the beginning and the end in the circle of cycles. You can say the beginning and end of the circle of the week. But all cycles have a beginning and end, and they act in a circle. The color of this first hat is the golden yellow color. It's the golden yellow of illumination, or the golden yellow of wisdom. So again, yellow is the brightest of all colors, in the middle of the color spectrum, and it corresponds to the wisdom ray. And it is also understood, you might say, as enthusiasm for all things spherical, spiritual, the law of the one. So you have this circle, and the law of the circle, the circle of cycles, and you have this law of the one corresponding to the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. And the energies of the frequency of this hat, as you're wearing this hat, is it upholds the spirit of the law of the one. And this is really the resonant frequency and the resonant function of the right hemisphere of the brain, intuition, you might say a nonlinear knowing without judgment. When I say there is a knowing of right or wrong, that's truly from the perspective of what's truly spiritual. But wearing this hat with humility is atonement. And this is the energy when you're wearing this hat of ultimate humility as atonement. And you might say the sacred purpose wearing this hat is to fulfill the concept of oneness, atonement, or one, you know, the spirit of oneness, of one for all. One for all for one, etc. So this is the golden sun hat. And there is a concept for, that a lot of people hold with Sunday, that it's the spiritual day that centers the week. And the beginning, the week begins and ends with Sunday. That's the initial thrust of the week, and the culmination of the week back to the principle of a spiritual center. So that's the first hat. And some people wear that hat pretty much all the time. That's like their thing. And other people can put that hat on, so to speak, and meditate or center and connect, and basically attune to that frequency, all that's represented. Again, the wisdom ray, the brightest of all colors, the enthusiasm for all things spiritual, upholding the spirit of the law, we are one. And so there's an energy associated with that hat. And then there's the second hat, and I refer to that to the think pink hat, or the pink love hat. And this is the frequency of holy compassion, as in frequently. That's the pure intention of energy in motion, as emotion. And it corresponds to the spirit of love in the family. It is also represented by the pure intention of legislators. Like there's three branches of government, the executive, judicial, and the legislature. The executive is the blue, the judicial is the yellow, the wisdom, and the pink is the legislature. It represents what's best for, you know, best for all, or the family of the nation, you might say. And that's the pink flame, or the pink ray, the pink hat. And it upholds the spirit of the law as love in action. That's the pure intention of the pink hat. And people who wear that hat with pure intention will wear it with joy and love in their heart, fulfilling the purpose of love is forgiving, not forgetting. So that's the pink hat. And the law of correspondence, you might say that corresponds to the pink flame or the heart flame, the love flame, the joy flame. Then there's the third hat, and I refer to that as the executor, and the executive branch of government. It's a reflection on, again, the pure intention of this hat is reflection on divine direction, perfection, and protection. And you might say it's a projection of the blueprint coordinates for decision-making, and it corresponds to one's highest and best executive gifts. Everyone has certain executive gifts. We all wear this hat at different times. There's ways to tune into this hat with basically that's represented by executive decision-making powers. And everyone needs to be decisive at times, and there are ways to center, connect, and tune into that frequency, the blue frequency. Ideally, it upholds the spirit of the law of goodwill. And wearing that hat with respect to God's will, this is, again, the high end of it. Goodwill, God's will, the blueprint for decision-making from a perspective that fulfills the purpose of divine direction, perfection, protection, the blueprint hat, I refer to it. So a person can put that hat on, their blueprint hat, and tune into the process of executive decision-making. There are ways to do that. There are ways to center and connect in that way. You can look at other executives and tune into, and there are people that spend their whole life, pretty much their adult life, wearing that hat. And just like all the other hats, a strength in excess can be a weakness. So it's important to keep this perspective of the respective strengths and weaknesses of the different hats. And the weakness usually is a strength in excess that does not respect the other hats. So the fourth hat is the healer, the hat of the healer. And, of course, this is the green color. And the green is the synergy of the gold and blue frequencies in the color spectrum. And there are individuals that are, have this healing energy, and they have the gold wisdom, and they have the blue executive skills that combines, you might say, the blue of science and the gold of spirituality for holism and holistic healing, holistic health. People that have are holistic healers, whether with their hands or their energies or otherwise, quite often people who have second sight can see the green in their aura, an emerald green color in their auras. But the energy itself is, again, this combination of the gold and the blue. It's the empowering power is in blue of wisdom with the intent for wholeness. You might say it's upholding of the spirit of holism for holistic health. And wearing that hat with pure intention for healing fulfills the purpose of holistic healing. And it really comes down to, with each of these hats, the pure intention that focuses attention on the energy, the frequency. And like attracts like in mind. Where you go with your mind tends to expand. And each of these hats are like thought forms for the expansion of consciousness. So those are the first four hats. The fifth hat, I should have mentioned the fourth hat again. The green ray corresponds largely in the rays of the week to Wednesday. And a lot of people, organizations actually have services, healing services on Wednesday. I know of different religions that do that, or prayer services on Wednesday. And quite often they'll pray for the healing of individuals. And you can refer to this as kind of a synchronicity of with natural law. But it's kind of amazing how these different rays correspond to the different days. How these different hats are worn, you know, you can be worn any one time. They can be worn during the times of the day. there's a cycles in the days that kind of follow the rays, and you can get into that, you know, how in the morning time there is the people that are really awake in the morning. It's like the brightest of all colors, you know, when they're fresh in the morning is the yellow. Then it goes into, you know, with that, for that yellow, they can get into the joy flame of the pink, you know, where as the cycle progresses, and then it gets in more to the executive role. I mean, you get into the cycles of the day and accomplishing things that follows these rays. And I've seen charts on that and seen how those cycles can be fulfilled. I haven't provided them here, but use your imagination. You can see how that could work. And at the same time, you've got the days of the week, again, from Sunday, Monday, pink. You've got a lot of religions. I know that have pink is kind of like a family home evening day. You know, it's like a family day. It's still basking in the light of Sunday, and there's the pink, the love flame. There's, you know, a lot of families will have a family home evening or a family evening on a Monday night. Tuesday, the week's getting more serious. The executor blue color comes in, and a lot of businesses really, the momentum has begun on Monday, and Tuesday they're really really into it with more of the blueprint hat for the week and getting things done. The healer hat, sometimes referred to as the mediator hat, it's kind of mediating the week. And it's the middle of the work week. And that's Wednesday. And then I'm coming to the fifth hat, which corresponds to, you could say, the Thursday. But specifically, the color of the fifth hat is the pink and gold mediator, more specifically than the green. It's, the fifth hat is kind of in the middle of the week, the fourth hat. And there's, excuse me, I refer to it as the mediator hat. the combination of the colors of the pink and the gold. And this is the love of wisdom as the wisdom of loving kindness. It's the synergy of love and wisdom for upwising with heart. And it's the principle of net neutrality whereby the love of wisdom thrives. I'm going to have a drink of water here, excuse me. Now, Thursday is kind of a, for a lot of people, they're running out of steam, and the pink and the yellow provide kind of a resurrection spirit to the week. And it upholds the spirit of wise dominion with love, this pink and the gold. And when I say the mediator, the concept of mediation, of unity and diversity, upholds the spirit of wise dominion with love. And it's the concept of discernment, fulfilling the purpose of heart-wise mediation. Again, the pink and the gold, mediation, fulfilling that purpose. It's coming down, you might say, the victory lap of the work week, and it's kind of restoring the sun of Sunday and the pink of Monday. And it's centering and connecting as again, getting back to mediation with and centered and connected with first principles. And this leads into Friday. And, of course, Friday is the combination of work week, and it's when a lot of people, a lot of in organizations fulfilling the work of the week. But it's the same process in consciousness of fulfilling the full spectrum of consciousness. And it's a full spectrum conscious balance that I refer to as the white hat or the white full spectrum hat. And this is the white light of a full spectrum common sense. And a lot of, during the work week, by Friday, people are trying to wrap up or get congruent with, you might say, with the conscientious common sense. And it's the concept of enlightenment, at least in practical terms we think of in the work week of getting things accomplished.
15 minutes.
So this is the concept of wearing the hat of full spectrum enlightenment, and this is the mission that a lot of people take on their lives. But it's also the concept of the day or at any one time that you want to tune into the concept of full-spectrum conscious balance, you'd put on the white full-spectrum hat. The seven hats I'm just going to mention on and then wrap it up for the show. There's more information and details on this that you can go into, like I say, from the links that I provided. The seven hat is the power of love, the violet Holy Spirit hat. It's the synergy of the blue and the pink in the violet frequency. It's the Holy Spirit is the frequency of love, which is pink, in action, which is blue, so the love in action, the blue and the pink is the violet. It's the highest frequency, ultraviolet, in the color spectrum. It's the color in the aura of the Aquarian love masters, again, with the Holy Spirit. And it upholds the spirit of love as higher power. So wearing that hat for Holy Spirit discernment fulfills the holy purpose of love in action, the violet Holy Spirit hat. So that's going to be a wrap for the show. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I'll provide a little meditation here for you to go with until we meet again. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. this has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.